The PCBs were in sewage sludge that's dried by the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District and sold and used as the fertilizer Milorganite. No one's saying how the PCBs got into the sewers, although one theory is they were illegally dumped. As a precaution, people have been warned not to use portions of some Milwaukee County parks and 25 school recreation areas where the fertilizer was spread. A contractor has started collecting soil samples from about a dozen of the sites and some fields where the fertilizer wasn't used. DNR official John Melby says it's to find out how dangerous the soil is.
MMSD has some test results that indicates the level of contamination that was in the Milorganite. And the true test is to be able to go out there, take a soil sample, analyze it for PCBs, and compare it to background and to be able to determine what the health risk is.
Melby says the samples will be sent to a lab that contracts with the U.S. EPA and that some results may be available by the end of the week. Melby says given that U.S. production of PCBs was halted 30 years ago, it's likely that other Wisconsin communities don't have to worry about similar problems.
Many of the treatment plants that generate a biosolid sludge that is land applied do periodically do testing of that material. So the numbers are very, very low.
PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, were used in electrical equipment and industrial lubricants and coolants. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.